Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy. We'll have a high near 72 degrees. Temperature-wise, checking out the area, we start things out in Kenosha, where the temperature at this particular hour is 62 degrees. In Janesville, Burlington, it's right now 65. Milwaukee, 65, also 65 degrees in Racine. State emergency management officials saying that the flooding in southern Wisconsin has done about $8.3 million worth of damage, at least so far, in Kenosha, Racine, and Walworth counties, with Racine County bearing the brunt of the infrastructure damage, pegged at more than $3.9 million. State of emergency is continuing, as declared by Governor Walker for both, as well as 15 others in the state, from the flooding that was triggered by up to 10 inches of rain that fell in just a couple of hours one day. The American Red Cross still providing help to Kenosha, Racine, and Walworth County residents who were affected by the recent flooding, as well as the everyday response to fires that they get. On the flooding responses, which continues, three multi-agency resource centers still open from last week. Residents assisted with immediate disaster recovery needs, things like meals and also cleanup kits. Just a reminder, the Red Cross relies on donations and local volunteers during times of disaster. To learn more, go online, redcross.org/Wisconsin. Police in Milwaukee identify 6-year-old Justin Evans Jr. as the city's youngest homicide victim of the year. He was shot and killed when he and his stepfather were getting ready to leave his grandmother's home for a fishing trip. Police have not yet identified any suspects. Evans killed outside of a home in the 3600 block of North 23rd Street last Saturday. Search goes on for the driver of a vehicle that struck and injured a mother and daughter attending the Country Thunder Music Festival in Twin Lakes, then sped away from the scene. That vehicle ran into the victims along Williams Road in Genoa City. One of the women still hospitalized with a severe head injury. Well, the streets and highways are loaded these days with vehicles of all shapes and sizes, including motorcycles, along with bike riders, and you got pedestrians out there as well. Courtesy, cooperation with each other can be a little chaotic sometimes. Not everybody tends to cooperate.
If you're driving a motor vehicle, keep a close eye out for bikers and for people walking. Be especially careful at intersections and when turning. Bikers need to obey the same traffic rules as motorists. Pedestrians should always use crosswalks and make sure drivers see you before you step into the roadway.
That's Larry Corsi with the DOT's Bureau of Transportation Safety. Sounds like a simple message, that is, but it's one that needs to be shared by everybody. And there's a special concern, of course, for kids because now everybody's out and about. There's no school, so it can be a little bit crazy at times. Last year, traffic crashes in the state led to the deaths of 49 pedestrians, 11 bicyclists, and another 2,000 people hurt while biking and walking. As if there aren't enough of the orange barrels and signs posted for road projects in southeast Wisconsin, just a reminder that part of Kenosha County's Highway H and Bain Station Road roundabout reconstruction project has that intersection scheduled to close tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning. Phase 1 will run through mid to late August. It will include removing the current pavement, some trees, public and private utility relocations, closure to through traffic for the duration. And there's the installation of a roundabout, which is presently a four-way stop, a project that has for the construction of curb and gutter, installation of storm sewers, street lighting, also the addition of concrete sidewalks and bicycle lanes in some areas. Aside from what once may be another futile attempt to fill vacant trustee in seat number 5 tonight, the Mount Pleasant Village Board for the agenda has a conditional use permit request by Supermix to build a 5,200-square-foot repair and salvage facility on the East Frontage Road, plus a 33,000-square-foot salvage yard. Village Community Development Director Sam Schultz telling the Plan Commission that the site, right now outside the Racine Water Wastewater Service Area, but fire safety codes are still going to be the rule.
The village will require the applicant to connect to any nearby extension to the system in the future. This does not exempt the applicant from fire system requirements, and the applicant should work closely with South Shore Fire Department to meet all applicable fire codes.
Schultz noting that a small building like this request could run off a well system, a larger structure would present problems. Jack Peace with Supermix showing pictures of the exact same building they put up in Genoa City.
That's a nice looking building of A quality construction. You've seen some other locations of ours. You're probably familiar with us as a contracting company. Supermix is a ready-mix company that I own, and we built a facility 2 miles south of this on the west side of 94. Same concrete panels on that truck shop, too, so you've probably got a little bit of experience seeing seeing our buildings.
South Shore Fire Division Chief Ed Lockhart, though, said a supply of water, that is a big issue for this location.
Because having no hydrants out there, our closest water tender for South Shore Fire Department strategically right now is out on Northwestern Avenue with Caledonia Fire Department shared station. So we'd be looking at a substantial response time to get significant water supply out there.
Plan Commission ended up 3-2 in favor of the conditional use, which is up again before the Village Board tonight. Gateway Technical College redesigning its curriculum for teaching students how to maintain automated manufacturing systems, a new program aimed at getting graduates into the workplace at a faster clip. That according to instructor John Nelson.
It's more than just a freshen up. We built it, rebuilt it from the ground up. We touched base with all of our industry partners again and made sure we're hitting exactly what they wanted, and we cut out what they really didn't need either. We've got a really nice product that will get them into the industry with what they need in the shortest amount of time there is.
The length of the program has been reduced from 2 years down to one, taught in Elkhorn and at Kenosha's Lakeview Technology Academy, which Gateway shares with Kenosha Unified, and it gives the high school students a head start on Gateway. Gateway officials pointing out that planning for the curriculum changes began well before Foxconn hit the news and that possible siting of a large manufacturing plant. United Way of Racine County's annual Community Conversations report, again identifying some of the aspirations, concerns, goals, solutions of residents, the most recent community meetings for which there's a Tuesday gathering that'll take place at Festival Hall from 10:30 in the morning till 1 p.m. to explain it. The keynote speaker is going to be Dr. Tiffany Janna, the Chief Executive and President of TMI Consulting, co-author of Overcoming Bias, Building Authentic Relationships Across Differences. It's a free event tomorrow. There will be lunch served. Registration, though, is required. 262-456-6469 or send an email to janderson, that's O-N, at unitedwayracine.org. And you won't find the Munstermobile, but a proposed used car business at 4305 Old Green Bay Road in Mount Pleasant would offer the fact that the site at one time was a funeral home. Wellspring Enterprises requested and received approval from the Village Plan Commission for a conditional use permit. The vehicles to be located inside already existing garages, according to the new Assistant Community Development Director for the Village, Robin Palm.
The applicant stated that they would not alter the property in any physical way. They propose only using the garage space for storage and the office to meet with customers. No repair or mechanical work will take place on the site. The neighboring parcels to the north and south both also have conditional uses approved as well. The area has several of those.
Commissioner Robert Underhill talking about the site potentially becoming more of a true car lot later on with more vehicles. Reminded that the violation of the conditional use permit would shut down the operation, the commission's approval places the issue on tonight's Mount Pleasant board meeting agenda. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.